Hello and welcome to We the People. Despite an extension in the nationwide lockdown, the centre has allowed liquor and tobacco shops to resume operations in all districts, but with certain restrictions. So with the staggered lifting of the lockdown restrictions coming into place from tomorrow morning, the 4th of May, liquor shops will now be allowed to be opened up again for the first time in 40 days. Now, according to the Union Home Ministry notification, liquor shops will be allowed to be opened in all the three zones, that is the red, orange and green zones, but they will not be allowed in containment zones across India. So come Monday morning, when the lockdown 3.0 kicks in across India, as this nationwide lockdown moves into its third phase and restrictions are being eased, states had been pushing the central government for permission to open liquor shops, as it provides a large tax collection for their depleting coffers. So come tomorrow morning, liquor shops will be open. So let's take a look first at what this means for you. So first, this order is applicable to standalone shops only. So this means that liquor and pawn shops outside malls or shopping complexes will not be allowed to operate. Secondly, the government has made it clear that strict social distancing norms will have to be in place. So people going to such stores, shops will have to maintain at least 6 feet distance from each other and ensure that not more than 5 persons are present at a shop at any given time. And remember, pawn shops already are also opening up. Spitting is already punishable in public places, but we know that coronavirus, we're told, you know, wear a mask, for example, because you could spread the virus through spit for sure. Now, the government, remember, had prohibited the sale of liquor and pan and gutkha since the 24th of March, when the first phase of lockdown was announced by Prime Minister Modi. We're asking tonight, is alcohol an essential, at least to get the economy going? Let's start. Let's go across to Prasenjit K. Basu, an economist, former chief economist for South Asia, Asia and India at Credit Suisse First Boston. He joins us from Manila. We also have Sunil Alag, the managing director of SK Advisors, a business consultant. So, Sunil, let me start with you and let's get straight to the point. You know, the WHO has recommended that government should restrict access to alcohol during this lockdown for various reasons. Domestic violence may rise. It directly affects immunity, may lead to mental disorders. Social distancing could be violated. It could lead to assaults on police officers. Persons could spend their savings on alcohol. So the fact is, you know, we are going against the WHO's recommendations.
No, we are not. In fact, if you ask me, look, at this stage of the game, when it was suggested by the WHO is when it was launched, when lockdown started, and everybody accepted it. Okay. Now, after 5 weeks, 6 weeks or 7 weeks, people are really getting a little angry and frustrated, and they want normalcy to return. So it's not really towards the time when we can discuss whether substance usage is bad or good. And we can leave that alone for a longer time. Look, for time immemorial, people have been talking about the violence because of alcohol or anybody who is drinking too much. Now, that is an old problem and has to be dealt with. I'm not against it. But closing taps will be a classic case of the cure worsening than the disease, because people want to return to normalcy. You can follow all the rules. Only 5 people can stand in front of a shop. You can restrict the number of bottles that a person can buy. Everything can happen, but this is not the time to continue and say, all right, I'm taking away your right to, you know, buy alcohol or buy a cigarette or buy a bidi, which they've been prevented from 6 weeks. Maybe towards the end of the year or next year, we can discuss this issue again. But people are wanting normalcy now.
Okay, people are wanting normalcy. Prasenjit K. Basu, is this about returning to a sense of normalcy, or is this about the economy?
It's primarily about a sense of normalcy. So all standalone shops will be open. Malls are not being opened up because malls are potentially a source of contagion. So standalone shops, whether they're selling alcohol or anything else, will open up. And of course, there is a significant positive benefit to state governments. State governments have traditionally depended very heavily on alcohol as a source of revenue. That is of less importance now, though, given that there's been a devolution of revenue to a much greater extent by the center. About 45% of revenue is devolved to the states. And so the states are not as desperate now for alcohol-related revenues as they used to be in the past, particularly in the pre-GST past. But nonetheless, it is beneficial to have alcohol operating normally. And the other aspect, of course, is that prohibition doesn't work. So if you close alcohol shops, then you're likely to get a lot of bootlegging, illicit activity, and so on. And if anything, it is actually probably making things a bit safer by allowing the sale of alcohol in standalone shops.
Okay, Sunil Alag, how is this returning to normalcy? Like, why? I'm trying to figure out the priorities of picking opening up alcohol stores when, for example, barber shops or so much has not returned to normal. Why does alcohol stores get picked for returning to normalcy?
No, I think it's not just alcohol.
Prasenjit Basu is saying it's not adding so much to the state's exchequers right now. States are struggling to revamp health infrastructure, provide food to millions who are left jobless. At least if the argument you were making is that, look, we don't have a choice. We have to do this because the economy is in dire straits and this will help. But to say, argument saying we want to return to normalcy, we don't have schools. Yeah, our kids aren't going to schools. Is alcohol the normalcy that we want?
Look, it's got nothing to do with just alcohol. If you're going to open the pawn shops, if you're going to open the BD shops, how can you tell them not to sell cigarettes, not to sell BDs? You're opening up the shop. Their main income is from that. You are asking everybody gradually and in a regulated manner. They are opening up. How can they restrict only alcohol? Mm. Alcohol is still a great source of income apart from GST for every state. It's a massive source of income because they've kept it for themselves. And the money which they collect can be spent on the poor. Can they spend it on hospitals? Can they spend it on COVID care? Look, the important thing today, let's not keep discussing the bad elements of alcohol. It's been discussed in time immemorial. Why are we discussing it now when we want to return to normal? That's the only point I'm making. Of course, you can't compare alcohol and cigarettes to maybe drugs and all other forms, which a lot of people will say there's domestic violence has continued. I'm against it. I don't think it should be allowed, but it's a social ill that has prevailed. And I don't think we should use this today as a COVID example to say, look, now we're getting rid of all the ills in one shot. You will have a lot of people going against you. Please focus only on COVID and the revenue to the states and return to normal. And then towards the end of the year or next year, we can discuss various other elements which have been discussed. Mm-hmm. And look, as Professor Basu has said, look, it has never worked anywhere in the world. We can think of every possible country in the world which has tried to stop alcohol. It hasn't worked.
Okay, but Professor Basu, is it worth the fallout? What are the risks we're taking? Because the WHO had, in a quote, said that we should ask ourselves what risk we're taking, leaving people under lockdown with a substance that is harmful, both in terms of their health and the effects of their behavior on others, including violence. Let's leave the latter half part of that sentence aside for now. I want to focus on the top. Yeah. They're saying it's harmful in terms of your health. We are right now in a lockdown because of we're in a pandemic. So then if you open up pawn shops, which will then obviously lead to people spitting, we may have a rule now saying that you can't spit. It's a punishable offense, but we live in India. So is it not a catch-22? Ironic that we're opening up pawn shops and we're opening up liquor shops when WHO has pointed out that it would lead to lower immunity.
Well, I think it's important to understand that you are opening things in order to help a return to normalcy. Now, with regard to selling pan or alcohol in shops, the amount that each person will be able to purchase will probably be limited. There'll be only 5 people allowed into a shop at a time. And so lots of social distancing norms will be maintained in terms of allowing people in. It's not going to be indiscriminate sales. Now, with regard, I think you have a good point about spitting. Now, with regard to spitting, there is now a widely known law that spitting is not permissible. And I think this is an even better opportunity to enforce things better. Spitting is one of India's long-standing challenges. Not just India's. China had that problem as well. Singapore had it until Lee Kuan Yew strictly enforced anti-spitting laws in the late 1960s. So now we have an almost a controlled experiment now where we are going to be forced to enforce the law in a more effective manner. And people can buy pan as long as they don't spit on the streets or spit anywhere except perhaps in their own home environment. And that, I think, is very much part of not just today's challenge, but enforcing things in the long term and improving hygiene, generally speaking, across the country, even beyond the COVID period.
Okay, fair enough, Professor Basu. Thanks for joining us on that. But I want to now just touch upon the latter part of that WHO quote that I just read out. So the government, remember, right now is telling you to stay at home for your own safety. But that may not necessarily be the case for everybody. For some people, for example, going to work may be their only reprieve from emotional abuse and violence that they face at home. Now they're being told that they should work from home. So let's go across to other panelists that we can have joining us. Do we have Shailaja Singh? Well, Shailaja is an author who has documented her life story of domestic abuse in fiction. We'll go across to her in a bit. Do we have Rachna? Okay. Sunil Alag, your response to the latter half of the WHO quote. This opening up liquor shops, pawn shops, for example, may give a boost to the economy, but at what cost? Because there's a fallout to this. For example, across the world, we're seeing, and we've seen even back home, domestic abuse, for example, is on the rise and has shown an increase over the past month.
You know, actually, domestic abuse is taking place amongst the poor much more than amongst the urban lot. That's very clear in my mind. And the alcohol shops which are being opened up, look, it's country liquor which is going to affect the most rather than the ones who buy, say, a beer or buy actually IMFL, what they call alcohol, which is because that's very expensive for them. So let's rule out that the people on a certain level are not going to start drinking because the shops are going to open massively. So country liquor and everything else can be controlled rather than them buying it through bootleggers and dying. Look, the question of, I am not against anyone who says smoking is bad or alcohol is bad. Look, but that this is not the point to discuss it. Let's open up. Let's return to normalcy. Let people feel they have the right to choose back. And maybe next year, once the economy starts going, I'm with everyone who starts discussing, oh, let's stop this, let's stop that, because we are in a position. Are we in a position today? Are we setting a precedent where everybody will then use it to say, okay, let's stop this, let's stop that. And then everybody will say, are we under a dictatorship? It is very easy to control spitting in Singapore, which is a very small country. 1.4 billion people, or 1.3 billion if you want to say, in villages and all, which are uneducated. How on earth, look at the employment that you're going to generate when you open these shops. The dabas must open because the trucks are moving. Are you going to close all the dabas? Are you going to say that no cigarettes will be sold in all dabas? Then people will smuggle it. Why are you encouraging everything to go underground?
Thank you, Sunil.
And everybody will break loose.
And also, I think studies have shown that it's not necessarily that domestic violence only occurs amongst people who live in lower economic strata. Let me go across now, though, to Rachna, who joins us. She's a survivor of domestic abuse in her past. Rachna ji, thank you. You've joining us on We the People. Aap kya kehte ho jab aap sunte ho ki domestic abuse gharon mein increase ho rahi hai? Over the past month, जब हम लोग सब लोग lockdown पे हैं और अब सरकार कह रही है कि alcohol shops और liquor के दारू की दुकान अब खुलेंगे।
Actually, ma'am, मेरा कहना ये है कि जब इतने लोग इतने परेशान हैं तो सारी दुकानें तो बंद हैं, but alcohol की shop नहीं खोलनी चाहिए।
रचना आपके साथ क्या हुआ था और आप एज अ सर्वाइवर आपको क्या लगता है लोगों के घरों में क्या हो रही है अभी जब वो देर अंडर लॉकडाउन वो बाहर भी नहीं जा सकते थे पहले अगर कोई डोमेस्टिक अब्यूज के विक्टिम थे एटलीस्ट 8 घंटे के लिए वो बाहर जा सकते थे किसी और के साथ बात कर पाते थे अब वो सब नहीं हो सकता है
मेरा कहना यही है कि अगर लॉकडाउन है तो आप अपने घर में रह के लोग बाहर जाके कुछ अपना टाइम निकाल लेते थे अच्छा अब घर में हैं तो उनको कितनी चीजें फेस करनी पड़ती हैं चाहे वो अच्छी हो बुरी हो मेरे हिसाब से घर में रहना बहुत ज्यादा ही मुश्किल होता है जो लोग अपनी मुश्किलों से वैसे ही परेशान है फिर भी उन्हें मजबूरन घर में रहना पड़ रहा है
All right, so one of you know the unseen fallouts of the pandemic, of the lockdown. Thank you, Rachna ji. Join aapne hamare saath baat ki, aapki story hamare saath share ki hai. Thank you very much. Let's go across to Shailja Singh now, who is an author, and she has documented her life story of domestic abuse in fiction. Shailja, as a survivor of domestic abuse, your reaction, because data has shown that in India, in other countries, domestic violence is on the rise under lockdown and now to this equation we're seeing liquor shops are going to be opened up
see I think when you if you talking about liquor shops opening and the domestic violence I would say there are two things to consider people who are addicted to liquor jo liquor ke sath addicted hai unko liquor shops open or close karne ki zarurat nahi hai I mean they can get the liquor anywhere I know of people jo पीते हैं despite the liquor shops opened and closed you know or closed now when it comes to domestic violence
but as a policy as a government policy then to take a decision to open that because I don't know if you heard Rachna who just spoke with us earlier she says many other shops haven't been opened up so why
yes.
liquor shops why alcohol shops
to me it seems it's not about you know people drinking liquor it's about the excise that comes with the liquor It's about the, you know, the money that the government will get with the liquor. See, black marketing as it is going, you know, it's on the high. आज अगर आप लिकर शॉप्स खोलते हैं तो दो चीजें होंगी एक तो चलो लोगों को लिकर मिलेगा वो आउटराइटली पियेंगे अभी वो छुप के पीते थे अब वो आउटराइटली पियेंगे दूसरा आपको क्या लगता है लिकर शॉप खोलने से डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस कम होगा उल्टा पी के और मारेंगे मतलब आज अगर कोई चांस थोड़ा सा भी था किसी को डी एडिक्ट करने का तो क्या लिकर शॉप खोलने से वो आप जस्ट पीने वाले को जितना बहाना दोगे तो पिएगा ना वो बात अलग है कि ब्लैक मार्केटिंग से पैसा आपके पास नहीं आ रहा था अब वो पैसा चला जाएगा जहां जाना है उसको एंड दूसरी बात है यू टॉकिंग अबाउट डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस विद मेन व्हाई मेन जस्ट वुमेन आल्सो ड्रिंक लिकर दीस डेज एवरीबॉडी ड्रिंक्स लिकर जिसको करना है जिसको पीना है वो पिएगा in my book in faith that is what I have done faith the mystery of the missing girl is about a woman who's abused because her husband is an alcoholic wo daru pi ke marta hai agar usko nahi milega to bhi marega daru pi ke bhi marega ha only thing with the lockdown is that wo apni bhadas ka nikalega abhi tak wo bahar jaakar you know wo kar raha tha अब अंदर ही भड़ास निकालेगा चुपचाप से लेकर आएगा पिएगा नशे में होएगा और भड़ास निकालेगा
Some very valid points you've raised there, Shailaja. Let's bring in Charu Wali Khanna. She is a lawyer now, but a former NCW member. Charu, you know, unfortunately, this is the reality that we're seeing globally. It's not just statistics in India, studies in India that have shown. It's China, France, UK, other countries. There have been reports of a significant increase in domestic violence cases since the imposition of lockdowns. But can we make a correlation between these cases going up and the lockdown and now will that increase because of access to alcohol
see there are two issues involved which I'd like to address first you're saying the spike of cases as far as what the NCW chairperson said she said that she's getting more complaints over email and through the helpline but none of them say that the domestic violence has started during the lockdown she's saying ki 2 saal se seh rahe hain and you know So it's quite possible that because everybody is together at home 24/7, you know, you don't have any option. So maybe the intensity of the violence has increased. Now, the second issue which I want to address is regarding the opening of shops, which is why you're discussing it. I'm not only shocked, I'm amazed at the economists who spoke on the panel before. I mean, they're living in a bubble. They have no idea of the second India, I would say. Because, you're saying it's going to get revenue. I mean, is that the only way the government can get revenue? I mean, firstly, you closed down all the industries. You made those migrants, a person who's a worker, a beggar. And you made them walk on the road. I mean, you brought them into such distress. You closed the industries. And now you say that we must bring normalcy. And the way to bring normalcy is if you please open liquor shops and pawn shops. I mean, I think it's absurd. Is that the priority? And somebody said in the pawn shop they're going to have lines and, they don't even know what a pawn shop is, the person who's talking. It's on the road. Where's the question of entry in the shop? And now to come to the issue of alcohol, let me tell you my experience. I do understand what the NCW has reported, that the intensity may have increased. But my, some of our grassroots level feedback has been that initially 1 or 2 days the men had the withdrawal symptoms. See, that it's a very upper class thing. Upper class is all stocked with their whiskey. But these people used to buy from the local shops or the tharra, what they call desi daru, daily. So initially there were withdrawal symptoms, but now the women have been telling me that my husband is eating better. So isn't it a good sign? With that's another matter that, she has a lack of resources, ki khana kaise pakayegi, pehle wo daru peeke pada rehta tha, khata nahi tha. Now with the limited resources, she has to feed him and he is feeling more hungry. So maybe that's leading to some kind of violence. But also, let's see it on the good side. I think this lockdown has created a big healing process. Because men used to say that, tu karti kya hai, saare din padi rehti hai, khana kya banati hai, kya karti. But now they know what it is to be at home. And when you're cooped inside, you see most people are in, if you're talking about urban slums or urban, small apartments, everyone's inside. And the children are there, so the husband are helping. They're helping, they're giving a helping hand, and I think for the first time, the Indian male is helping the woman doing household duties in the upper class.
I don't know if they're helping, but at least they're getting an idea of what exactly a woman does at home when she's not at work, the other work that she does while at home. But I want to bring in Poonam Mutreja here. She's the executive director of PFI. Poonam, let me flip this around, right? The NFHS data also shows a high correlation between alcohol intake and domestic violence. What if, keeping in mind that access to alcohol has been limited, frustration could also lead to abuse? Because we carried a story from Bhopal on how people are so desperate that hand sanitizers containing alcohol content ranging between 60% and 80%, so people craving alcohol were consuming that instead. So maybe, it's needed that we do open up alcohol shops.
Okay, so look, women are damned either ways. They are going to, violence against women is considered a legitimate thing to do by a very large percentage of men. We know that from the NFHS data. So more than 50% think it's legitimate to beat their partners or women that they are engaged, involved with. So women are beaten even under normal circumstances. Alcohol is correlated with greater violence on women and is correlated in general with violence against women and violence in general. Now, those men who it's not just alcohol, but there's huge amount, let's not forget, of other addictions in India. And men who couldn't get their alcohol and couldn't get their other addictions have put their frustration on women and beaten them. So women, it's either ways women are being beaten. So, and it is not just in India, it is a global phenomena. And as far as I'm concerned, I feel very sad if liquor is going to be open only for economic growth. There's many other things we can do with, I was just listening to the earlier speaker. So what I want to say is that it doesn't matter in terms of for the women, they're going to be beaten. And the reason they're being beaten is also because they have very few, they're captured in a hut or a home with their with their aggressor. And it is a dangerous situation to be in when you cannot go to your informal networks, other women or family members, you cannot go to your mother's house. So they are held captive and they are going to be beaten either ways, I'm afraid. I mean, I think we have to, instead of looking at whether alcohol helps or doesn't, we know that neither too much alcohol does, little alcohol does not lead to gender-based violence. It is where people drink to get drunk and lose control of themselves. But having said that, there are men who beat women who do not drink also.
Sure.
So the problem is that in such situations where women are without any support systems and without adequate helplines, and even if there were helplines, how can they talk to the helpline or seek any help
while
when
you're
they
at
are
home
in
with
the...
maybe four
exactly.
or five other people within one small room? Well,
exactly.
Our thoughts then
in
with
Mexico.
The victims tonight, because this is, of course, an exceedingly difficult time for them. It's a time of high anxiety for everyone undergoing, living through a lockdown in a pandemic, but especially more for women who are victims of domestic violence at home. But thank you, Shailaja. Thank you, Poonam Utreja. Thank you, Charu Khanna, all of you for joining us tonight on what we think is an important topic that we must talk about. The important thing, the most important thing that we can do is to acknowledge and accept that domestic violence happens and work to reduce the stigma attached to the victims of such violence so they can come out and speak up and ask for help. Thank you all for joining us tonight.